This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Another Inc. Magazine on the newsstands. Another Inc. Radio on your radio. This month is the July-August issue, and you'll see Robert Herjavec. He's one of the sharks from Shark Tank. And a handsome man, and his face is on the cover. He's a friend of mine, and he just got married, as a matter of fact. It says right here, what I learn every week is that success has no shape, color, or height. Robert Herjavec, you can read his story inside this month's issue of Inc. Magazine. Also, virtual reality goes mainstream, page 68. And we have How I Did It, Grit and Wisdom from the founders of AccuWeather, Lyft, Milk Studios, Crunchyroll, and a whole bunch more, starting on page 37. But now it is all about radio for just a couple of minutes because we have the professor. He is in the house, Professor Dick Taylor. By the way, everybody, he is really a professor of broadcasting at the School of Journalism and Broadcasting at Western Kentucky University, WKU, in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And he is intimidating to me because I never took any formal broadcast classes of any kind. I was just a big mouth and they put me on the radio. I was going to call you Dr. Professor Dick Taylor. Welcome to the show. Brother Taylor. Two Taylors.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be here.
Thank you very much. So the reason why I have you on the show is that I read your blog and I subscribe to a lot of different bloggy type things just to be able to stay in touch with the world. And yours was a really good one. And I just thought we've got to talk about this because it's so relative, whether it's in radio broadcast or whatever business, this one works all the way across the board. And its topic, everybody, is your idea is ugly. Dick, I'm going to let you just, I'm going to let you throw it out there because to me, this is beautiful. So just tell us about this story you wrote.
Well, it all starts actually with a book written by Ed Catmull, who is the CEO of Pixar, and his book is called Creativity Incorporated. And one of the things that Ed talks about in his book is because Pixar just has all of the best animated movies, and the Disney Corporation obviously bought them, and Steve Jobs was very instrumental in Pixar.
Right.
And what Ed says in his book is that when a new idea surfaces for their next movie, it isn't pretty. I mean, and the thing he says is that you can't kill these ideas at the very beginning because they're all really ugly babies when they're born. and what you need to do is you need to nurture them and give them life. And through the process of working the idea and growing it, it becomes beautiful, and it becomes these wonderful movies that we love, like Toy Story and The Little Mermaid and the like. And I saw that analogy in today's radio world because what happens oftentimes in today's radio world that didn't happen in the radio world I started in back in the 60s and 70s was that many radio stations launch ugly. They just launch incomplete, and nobody does that. The old phrase in any kind of relationship is we don't have a chance, a second chance, to make a first impression.
Right.
You got to do it right the first time.
Right.
And what I really saw was that we never used to run the radio industry that way, that before a new radio format would launch, it was tested and it was practiced and it was rehearsed until it would hit the air.
Well, to your point, ideas, a lot of times, they are born ugly. But the fact is that they're good ideas. The person just hasn't been able to figure out how to articulate what they saw in their mind's eye. Because words, you can be a wordsmith, and if you're really good, you can describe this beautiful baby. But the reality is that most people are not good at describing what they saw in their mind's eye. It was an idea. It was born to the world ugly. But if you spend some time and polish it just a little bit and prepare it before you tell the world about your idea, because how many ideas have been shot down by the fact that it just really wasn't thought about enough? Well, we'll talk about this on the other side. I love this whole story today. Your idea is ugly. That's what his blog was. His name is Dick Taylor. You can find out more at dicktaylorblog.com. And he was also, by the way, he was by Inc. Magazine. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Inc. Magazine. How about Radio Inc. Magazine? He was named one of radio's best managers. I happen to know the owner of Radio Inc., B. Eric Rhodes, who's a good friend. We'll take a little break and talk about our babies that are ugly, our business ideas, that is, right after this on Inc. Radio.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.